NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
And nose gear touchdown. Columbia is rolling out on runway 22 at Edwards Air Force Base, traveling 5,800.
At the end of a 2-week spaceflight, shuttle pilots have one more vital task, flying the 100-ton orbiter to a safe touchdown on the runway. Typically, though, they haven't practiced landing the shuttle for almost 3 weeks, and their reflexes may have been mildly affected by the long stay in zero-G. To sharpen their skills for landing day, recent crews have used a new program that runs on a laptop computer. It's called the Portable In-Flight Landing Operations Trainer, or PILOT, for short. Astronaut John Blaha first tested it on STS-58 last October.
The purpose of it was to let you literally fly the approach and landing phase to refresh your understanding of the procedures and the techniques used in the landing phase for a long 14-day mission.
PILOT has a small hand controller that attaches to the real orbiter control stick. Its computer screen shows the primary instruments that shuttle pilots use during the swift glide down from orbit, and the displays respond just as they would during a real landing. As the pilots turn on the final approach, the display switches to an out-the-window view.
It's an excellent simulation, and it does exactly what it was designed to do as far as refreshing your procedures with the pilot, the commander, and the flight engineer working as a team during the approach and landing phase.
Before using PILOT on his shuttle flight, Blaha took a short training class and made a few practice runs with the software, but he deliberately avoided using the system too often.
I didn't want to fly it too much because I did not want it to change my approach and landing technique that I knew was a correct technique from flying the shuttle training aircraft and previously the spaceship. You would get good at the video game, and then it could affect your ability to fly the real spaceship when you needed to fly it.
On day 12 of the 14-day STS-58 mission, Blaha and his crew members flew the PILOT system twice. Mission specialist Shannon Lucid helped position Blaha in his seat. Flight engineer Bill MacArthur and pilot Rick Searfoss peered over his shoulders. They all made the voice calls that they normally make from 40,000 feet on down to the runway.
So I looked at what I would be looking at, and they were looking at what they were looking at. We all got a good refresher of the procedures and the calls that various people make out. And, of course, it was a very active simulation. On landing day, when we entered that phase of flight, instead of not having thought about it for 2.5 weeks, we felt very on top of the approach, like we had just flown one before we flew one.
Houston, Columbia's wheel stop.
Columbia, Houston, we copy wheel stops, and congratulations on a very successful life sciences mission.
40 minutes after successfully landing the shuttle Columbia at Edwards Air Force Base, Blaha took another crack at the PILOT trainer to compare it with the real thing.
They asked me after I flew that, did that fly like the spaceship? And my honest answer was, no, it didn't fly like the spaceship. They said, well, do we have to fix it? And I said, absolutely not. Just the way it is wonderful.
Blaha wasn't pulling anyone's leg. He says PILOT was never meant to be anything but a quick and easy way to refresh astronauts on landing procedures while they're still in space.
When you're looking out the window at the real world and you get the real sense of coming down the hill and you're really descending, the inputs you're getting to all your senses to make decisions about what to do with the hand controller are completely different than this two-dimensional screen. So you could never reproduce what it really is like. No one should worry about trying to make it fly just like the orbiter.
Blaha says he wouldn't hesitate to take PILOT into space with him on another 14 to 16-day shuttle flight.
I say that because during the approach and landing phase, I felt very ahead of the vehicle, and it was a good feeling, and I think the PILOT helped contribute to that.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Thibault.